This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, we have had EGX on the 26th of October. It's now time to find out exactly what happened. So joining me once again is RNIB's research officer, Johnny Marshall. Johnny, thank you for joining us again.
It's a pleasure to be back.
How did the work that RNIB had planned go at EGX? This includes, you know, what happened and what was the reception to the various announcements that RNIB have made at EGX?
Yeah, so the main part of RNIB being at EGX was to launch the dev kit, which highlighted ways in which games can be made accessible. And the dev kit is available on the RNIB website. We also launched the RNIB Player Tester Panel, so this is a resource that developers can tap into, and they can have expert testers look at their games and provide feedback. So it's feedback from end users, so people who will actually be playing the games, which is very important, as that's one of the crucial things. This kind of took the format of a panel discussion, so we had various people who had been involved in different aspects. As part of the panel, we had Professor Robin Sloan, from Abertay University. He was talking about how accessibility can be integrated more into higher education, so how it could be integrated into sort of game design courses. We had somebody from Hex, who's a developer, talking about how development and accessibility can kind of integrate, and how they found the process of trying to develop an accessible game and how they used AI to do that. And we kind of had discussions about how creativity and accessibility can integrate together and how accessibility can be part of the creative process when you think about it from the start, which I think is one of the crucial things. And we had some sort of perspectives on lived experience of playing games with sight loss as well.
What were the opinions of game professionals who got to, you know, find out about the dev kit and what it can be useful for?
I would say the reception's been quite positive from people at the event, as well as following on from that, we sent out an email to our contacts, and we've had some positive responses from that already, where people are interested in having a presentation about these accessibility services RNIB can offer to their studios. So that would be the dev kit and the player panel. So we've already had inquiries about presenting those to studios to aid in their accessibility efforts. So I think it's very positive.
And based on all the work that has been done so far and all the positive feedback following EGX, what are the next steps in this particular line of work of encouraging gaming accessibility and, you know, making games accessible? What next steps is RNIB taking following the success of EGX?
I'd say one of the main things is continuing to promote the dev kit, because it is a living document. So with technological advances and industry feedback, that document will be updated to reflect up-to-date practices. So that's one of the key things. And then I'd say promoting the player panel, because end-user feedback is crucial, and that's one of the things that came out of RNIB's research. So I think really promoting those things and then continuing to look forward is the launch of the game, which there's a trailer for, and that will demonstrate various aspects from the dev kit, and that's kind of going to reinforce some of it. But that's looking forward into the future.
Now, with the game still being in development, but the trailer being shown at EGX, what were some of the opinions that you were given about the trailer from gaming, gamers and gaming professionals?
The feedback we've had so far is that it looks like it would be a useful resource for people to have in addition to the dev kit, as it brings alive some of the accessibility features and it allows you to have a more of a hands-on experience of using and looking at the features demonstrated in the dev kit.
Talking about the player panel, how can people sign up to the player panel? Who can sign up and when can this be done? Can it be done now?
Yeah, so the player panel currently already has over 200 blind and partially sighted gamers in the pool. But if you would like to sign up, you can head over to the Design for Every Gamer web pages. So if you search Design for Every Gamer and RNIB, the webpage will be there, and one of the sections on that is the player panel, and there is a link to sign up on there. And also for developers, there is a form that can be filled in if you would like to access the player panel.
Have you already had some developers sign up to access the player panel?
Yes, there have been a few requests come in looking into it, so we'll have to see how that goes, and hopefully with more exposure to it we'll have more and more developers interested in it, as that is one of the key things they said they were interested in from our research, which we did in 2022.
What's the next sort of big gaming event where more developments from RNIB's work on accessible gaming could be announced?
I think the next big one will probably be Develop Brighton, which is in July next year, because that gives us time to work on and expand on projects that we've got going in the background. And I think it's one of the biggest developer conferences in the UK. I think it's actually the biggest one. It has about 5,000 game developers attend it every year, so it would be an excellent platform to launch and update everyone on the work we're doing.
Fantastic. Well, Johnny Marshall, RNIB's research officer, thank you very much for joining us and telling us about RNIB at EGX here on RNIB Connect Radio.